Kasama natin ang PhD student ng John Curtin School of Medical Research from the Australian National University na si Michael Lawrence Castañares. Magandang umaga sa iyo, Michael.
Magandang umaga na rin.
Oo. Ikaw ay PhD student ng Australian National University. Ano yung inaaral mo?
I'm doing my PhD in medical science here at the Australian National University, particularly at the neuroscience department. So I started last March 2015.
Before doing your PhD, anong background mo talaga?
Okay, so I did my undergrad in BS Applied Physics at the University of San Carlos, Cebu. And after that, I did my master's in UP Diliman, master's in physics also. And then now I'm doing my PhD in medical science here in Australia.
Ito ba yung scholarship na under ng Daria Group na kung saan pangunahin dyan si Dr. Vincent Daria?
Yes, so the scholarship is provided by the university, so university-wide scholarship. During my application, I was competing with different international students.
Mm.
So, and then when I got the scholarship, so the system here is that you generally apply for a scholarship and then you link it with your potential supervisor.
So it's an Australian National University scholarship, am I right?
Yes.
Yes, so, okay. So tapos nung nag-apply ka, dahil nga ito yung course mo at ang supervisor mo ay si Dr. Vincent Daria.
Yes.
So sa Pilipinas ba, nag-work ka na bago ka pumunta dito?
I was really focused on the academe, but I did some, just a six-month work in the industry. I was a production engineer at GoPhoton before. So it's a fiber optic company.
Yung neurophonotics, it's very rare na malaman ng karaniwang tao. Isang mahirap na branch ng science ito, hindi ba? Kasi pinag-aaralan nito yung optical physics at neuroscience combination, particularly sa paggamit ng optical technologies para aralin yung function o pagkilos at paggalaw ng utak ng tao.
Yes, so the group Neurophotonics, we're trying to develop new instruments that can answer questions in neuroscience. So right now, we're at the verge of like neuroscientists wanting to ask these questions that are really challenging, and the commercial instruments available are not ready yet. So in our lab, what we try to do is we apply physics and optics to build these new revolutionary instruments. And one of it is what Dr. Daria talked about, this holographic projection that he specializes on.
Gaano ba kahirap aralin yung paggalaw o pagfunction ng utak?
Okay, maybe I can run through my typical experiment.
Mm-mm.
So essentially, we're looking at rat models. So we're looking at rat brains here. And the thing is, we wanted to understand in a single cell level how neurons operate. So if you can imagine, like a neuron is about 10 microns in the size of the cell body, but it also has some arboration. It's dendrites, these projections that's coming out from the cell body. And there are many interesting questions that happen actually at the dendrites. And the thing is that current technology now, or what neuroscience traditionally do, is to have a small electrode, a glass electrode, just like. So you can imagine a 1 micron poking a cell body of 10 microns, that's okay. It's quite doable. But when you try to poke a dendrite, which is 1 micron, which is comparable to your electrode, then the challenge, it becomes much harder. So we use this electrode to record the activity of the neuron itself.
Mm.
And our approach now is that, okay, instead of electrode, instead of this glass electrode, why not we use laser? Because we know that laser, and with a lens, you can focus the laser so tightly, less than a micron, and you can just image from there. So there's a combination between this setup and this recording, to get recordings at these small structures like the dendrites.
Mm. Sinasabi mo palang, dinidescribe mo palang, hirap na ako.
I think, yeah, it's actually a good challenge, no? Because as scientists, we really wanted to communicate our study or our knowledge in the lab. So usually we just go into the lab and we see all this jargon and, you know, we get engrossed with it. But, you know, it's also our responsibility to go out and talk about it to simple people, right?
Mm, tama.
Or to common people.
Medical science, mahirap, pero paano ka naging interesado?
As a physicist, I was actually driven to go into biophysics. So I acquired skills in my master's about optical tweezers, which also the foundation of the setup here in ANU. And I see, like, how can I apply this technique? So one of which is this neurophotonics. So when I applied to Vincent, I asked him, like, what is the possibility of doing optical tweezers in your group. And he says that, oh, you can do it, and it's actually 3 times harder than an optical tweezer. That's what I remembered when I first applied to his group.
So, ganun kahirap yung inaaral mo.
Yes, because it's just that, so you have to focus your efforts on the setup, and at the same time, you have live cells. And when biology comes in, there's a lot of variations, and, you know, there are some days that I don't get any data because the cells are not good or the cells are dying.
Before tinanong ko si Dr. Daria na konti lang ang mga Filipino students na nasa ganitong field.
Mm-hmm.
Ano ba yung future para sa neurophotonics?
What I think is that neuroscience is really broad, and I see that there are a lot of interdisciplinary approaches in neuroscience now. So it's a matter of applying tools like for neurophotonics, we're developing new instruments, and these instruments that's not only limited to the application of neuroscience, but to other fields also in cell biology. So, I mean, if you know this foundation, if you do know how to build tools, then it can be used across other disciplines also as well, mm-hmm. not just to neuroscience. So it's more like a very flexible approach of doing research, right? Like you can easily collaborate with other groups, maybe not from neuroscience, maybe from physics or engineering or biology, and still use your tool in neurophotonics.
Mm. When do you expect your PhD to be completed?
So, yeah, PhD is always uncertain, but we're limited by our scholarship. So our scholarship runs until 3 years.
So mga 2018?
Yes.
2018. So 5 years from now, saan mo nakikita yung sarili mo? Working with what?
A hard question. I guess I would do more on the tools because my problem now is in PhD is really detecting these small voltage signals through light, and I see that maybe after 5 years it will still be a challenge. Maybe I won't solve this in my PhD, but I'll be getting a step closer. So most probably I'll be pursuing the same problem after 5 years.
Will you go back to the Philippines to maybe implement or use what you have studied in Australia?
Yeah, I think it could be, but still unknown.
Yeah, or there is a possibility that you would stay?
No, I think I would still venture out more out to the world, I guess, because a PhD is always not enough. It's just a starting point. But we usually see that most of the careers, like you get your PhD as a startup, you know, you establish maybe just a wave in a puddle, and then you continue to develop that in through your postdoc. So in postdoc, it could be like 2 years or 3 years, and depending, and immerse yourself in another environment, but still honing your skills, and later on establish a group. So I'm not in a hurry just after PhD to go back. I would take my time and really develop and form network of collaboration.
And it's a continuous process also.
Yes.
Mm-mm. At malamang makita namin ang pangalan na Michael Castañares in one of the books, maybe. Michael, para dun sa mga kagaya mo na pursuing a PhD or studying in any field, ano yung maipapayo mo sa kanila in undertaking their studies or research?
So for all those who are doing PhD, I think one of the crucial thing for us is to be persistent and patient. Sometimes there are months even that you don't get any results. And the result just doesn't come easily. So it's just, you know, you have your goal, you know what to do, and you just work on it, focus on it every day. But at the same time, you have to keep balance, not just your PhD, so you have your other aspects of your life.
Maraming salamat, Michael Lawrence Castañares from the Neurophotonics Group of John Curtin School of Medical Research, the Australian National University.
Maraming salamat din, Ana.
SBS Filipino. Sa radio, online at mobile.